Hey, everyone. Welcome to Mondays with Maggie. My name is Jesse Blanco, host of not only this podcast, but Eat It and Like It with Jesse Blanco. You can find that Sundays, Saturdays, and Sundays, WJCL Television. On the other end of the line here, audio only today, but we're going back to our roots. As Margaret, we call her Maggie Crenshaw. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah, we're going all the way back to our roots after two episodes of video.
We just sometimes have to.
Yeah. Well,
still more than two.
Did we? Two or three video?
I think three.
Or maybe three. Yeah. Well, the long and the short of it is, as I explained to you before we started recording here, I am in St. Augustine, Florida. Right now doing some work for the Food and Wine Festival. I'll be home Tuesday, but I tried to bring a portable studio with me, and I almost connected all of the technical dots, but I did not, so we are audio only today, which I'm going to send you a picture, Maggie, of this contraption that I've put together here in my hotel room, so you could see how... I'm laughing because I'm looking at this box of tissues that I've stood a speaker on with a hard drive in my wallet. It's
that's funny.
But
that is funny.
Sometimes you got to do what you got to do, right?
Well, you know, when we decided that we were going to go to video format,
right?
My desk situation where my computer is, my computer wasn't high enough, and so nobody sees it, but I stacked three Bibles on the desk to elevate my laptop so that it gets me at the right angle for that video shoot.
You know what this you know what this means, right?
We're holy?
No, it means that everything you say when we do video has to 100% be true because you're saying it on a stack of Bibles.
Staying on a stack of Bibles. That's right.
So you were in California for what was it, a week, or it was longer than a week, wasn't it?
Yeah. I was out there doing a very special secretive project.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I didn't get to eat anything on our fine island last week, but I did eat a lot of really awesome food in California. Didn't actually have the opportunity to go out to any of these restaurants. We were postmating, which is a big thing out there, which I guess here is like Uber Eats.
Yeah.
You know, it's wonderful food being delivered
right
to our
It's you were in Southern California, right?
So it was in Burbank, in Studio City, kind of, you know.
Yeah.
Where all the magic happens.
Yeah, and the Brady Bunch house is.
And film entry.
Yeah. Uh-huh. The Brady Bunch house is in Studio City.
Yes. Well, you know, this is not my first visit to California. My bestie lives out there, and she is very involved in the business, and particularly the reason why I was doing that special secretive project.
Right.
It hasn't changed. I haven't been there in a couple of decades, and it hasn't changed. I mean, it's still, you know, that area, Hollywood and the whole, it's very vintage.
Yes.
You know, when you look around at the buildings and whatnot.
Yep. I think that's a good way to describe it. I was there 2 years ago, and I go there a lot. I was actually born in Hollywood. I don't know if you knew that, but...
oh my goodness.
Yeah.
That is really interesting.
Yeah, there you go. And so I have this weird, and I've told people this many, many times. I did not grow up there. As you know, I grew up in Miami with a few years sprinkled in middle school in New York City. So I left before my third birthday. My family left, and obviously I left with them. But as a result, I have this weird attraction to California and the vibe and all about it, you know, and I'm not getting into politics and all of that silliness that has become the forefront now. You mentioned California to some people and it's like, oh, well, what's your problem, dude? It's a beach and it's great food and whatever. But I have this weird attraction to California. I love the fact that you can juxtapose the beach and the mountains. I love the weather. Obviously, like you said, I love the food. So it's just, you know, I make a point of underscoring it because, you know, I don't know why it feels like it does for me, but I just enjoy it very, very much. So, anywho,
the scenery is beautiful.
Yeah.
You're right with the beach and the mountains.
Yeah.
The weather, obviously.
Yeah.
I was on that very famous street, Bel Air, with the tall
palm trees. Yeah.
Trees. I'll send you the pictures that I took, but definitely. And I really like the vintage vibe.
Yeah. Art Deco, a lot of Art Deco.
Lots of Art Deco.
Yeah.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I really enjoy it. Well, while you were Art Decoing your way up and down Rodeo Drive and Mulholland Drive and all of those places, some of us were slaving back here.
Slaving.
Yeah, I think I told you before we broke, because we took last week off, obviously, for St. Patrick's Day. I had 12 family members roll through Savannah. That was interesting. We ate some good food. I have a blog post about it if anybody's interested in where we gallivanted around Savannah. We went out to Tybee. We were downtown Savannah. Sunday, well, you know, I'm sure you heard in California that your Hilton Head St. Patrick's Day parade was canceled.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was sad for everyone, especially that crew that plans it.
Yeah.
You know, it's a year-long planning. It's very sad to mm-hmm. see that have to be canceled. But for the safety of all.
Yeah. Yeah. No, understandable. And over in Savannah, meanwhile, that's that day, Sunday, you know, we were looking at the weather. And we thought the rain would clear out by 1:30, 2 o'clock. Well, heck, if we didn't go out to dinner, we cut our birthday cake for my nephew Carson. He turned 21 on St. Patrick's Day. So we cut the cake, sang him happy birthday on Sunday. And then we took a walk down to Wexford Pub, the big old brand new pub in Savannah, to put our names on the list for a few hour wait. And as we were walking, the skies just opened up and it was the end of the world, raining at about 4:30, 5 o'clock. We got there looking like we had been drowned. It was just brutal. But so that day wound up being a wash. But it's funny, we waited and we planned for this. We ended up eating about 8 o'clock, but we got there close to 5, and we planned to wait 3 hours listening to music and you know, sitting in City Market, having a few beers, watching the bands. But we had to do it undercover because of the rain. So yeah, but we put in a 3 hour wait at Wexford.
Wow.
Yeah. But I did get around the low country after everyone cleared out. Everyone left on Tuesday the 18th. I made it over there a couple of times. I do have to give a quick shout out to everybody involved with the Island Rec Center and all the planning and all of the execution that goes into Wingfest. I mean, you know, you told me a couple of weeks ago, you had a minute. It's gotten obviously popular, but I got to tell you, Maggie, when I go, I've been judging now, I'm guessing about 8 years. When we get there, it starts at 11. And when I get there at about 11:40, because the judging starts at noon usually, you know, there's a smattering of people. There's people there, but it's not crowded. Well, when I pulled up this past weekend, at my same thing, 11:40, 11:45, it looked like it was 4 hours in. It was jammed. It was jammed. And I pulled up and I went, whoa, look at all those people. Well, I parked.
No big surprise, I think, you know, because the parade was canceled.
Yeah.
You know, the weather had been kind of bad. And
yep.
It was sort of like the beginning of spring happened towards the end of the week here, I think. And people just came out in droves.
I think that's a fair way to put it. You know, it was, and then we go in the back and there were 6 or 7 of us judges. And we sit back there and it takes about 40 minutes to do all of the judging. And then, you know, we listen to the music, the live music and all that. And I'm the MC of the wing eating contest. And so I hung around for an extra hour before that started. And I took a lap around the grounds, and every single vendor had a long line. They were moving because, you know, those wings are pre-made. It's not like they're making them to order. But it was so crowded, Maggie. And that turned some people off. But I'm just looking around going, man, this is so great for everybody. Everybody's making money here. You know, the Wing Fest, the legend of the Wing Fest. Dare I say that it crossed my mind at one point as I'm walking across the grounds that if this continues, they've outgrown Celebration Park. What does that tell you?
That's crazy, because I think that's our biggest venue at this point.
Uh-huh. Well, there's Honey Horn, but...
Sure.
But sure. Small park, smallish park. Yeah, I'm looking around going, they're going to either have to cap the number of people they allow in, or they're going to have to move this, because if this pattern continues, I don't want to make this a negative thing. It's a wonderful thing for a wonderful cause, but I can't help but think that there might not have been one or two people who were, you know, a little bit, not so thrilled with the number of lines that they had to wait in to do everything. So, we will see. I have faith in everybody who I've been working with for nearly a decade now that puts that on, that they'll adjust, because then next year it'll either be chilly or rain or whatever. And so you can't outsmart yourself, you know?
True.
Yeah.
Well, I'm ready for the drum roll. You've got to tell me who won?
Oh, you know, it's interesting. I got to tell you about the judging. I got a text. There was a chef who I'm an acquaintance with, and he was entering for the first time. And so he started poking me about a week, 10 days out, for information, not on how we judge, but how the process works. Like, for example, he wanted to make some, he asked me, am I allowed to make the judges' wings different? I go, you mean like not available to the public? He goes, yes. I go, no, I can't answer that question, frankly, but I very much doubt it, because it would do no one any good for us to say the best wing was this, you know, apple butter jelly wing that then no one can eat. That's not cool.
Right.
So I told him, no, I don't think so. Check with them. But. And so he really, really wanted to do well. And I'll leave the name and the restaurant out of it, but he is one of the six placers. And I say placers because it was first, second, third judges and first, second, third people's choice. So he was one of those six.
All right.
Yes. And it was his first time. So, we got 18 different wings to try this year. And for the first time ever, like I said, I've been doing it 8 years. For the first time ever, we got them in order. We got wing one, wing two, wing three. Because usually, you know, wing nine will show up. And okay, we're missing wings two and three kind of thing. This year we got them in order. So shout out to everybody involved for actually perfect order. 1 through 18. The first 9 or 10 were some of the best wings I've ever tried at Wing Fest. And everybody at the table was like, oh, wow. Oh, these guys are on fire. This is going to be great. And we're all eating these wonderful wings. And then from 10 to 18, they got progressively worse.
I see.
To the point where there were a couple of undercooked wings. There were some that felt like there was one complete, honesty here. There was one that the judge next to me took a bite and it looked raw inside. I didn't even bite it. I didn't even go there because I grabbed it. It was gelatinous and soggy. And I'm like, what did they do to this? It didn't work. But we found it interesting that half of them were amazing and half of them were like, we got to try this, even though it doesn't look good, smell good. Ew, no, it was very interesting. So the judge's winner was street meat.
All right.
Yeah, they did well.
I like that.
Yeah, yeah, they did well.
Great family-run restaurant.
Yeah, Lobster Bar was second. The Lobster Bar is fairly new, right? Like a year and change they've been open down there near Caligny?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. So that's huge for them.
Yeah. And then third place was Holy Tequila for the judges.
All right.
And then the People's Choice Coconuts, and they posted to Facebook. They say they've won the People's Choice 7 years in a row. I assume that's what they said, or that's true. They wouldn't say it if it weren't. So People's Choice was Coconuts, Frazier's Tavern, and Bones. So
that is what a smattering of different, totally different restaurants.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. So that made it good.
I'm glad to hear Frazier's up in there.
Yeah. They did well. I remember their wing. That's why I say that. It's like, okay. It was a good time. So after I left there, on my way back to Savannah, I'm driving through Bluffton, and I said, you know what? Let me see if anybody's over at Radici, because I knew they were going to be opening this week. And sure enough, Mattia and his crew were in there, you know, doing what they do to prep for a restaurant opening. Hey, how are you? So I went inside, visited with them for literally about 3 minutes, took a couple of pictures inside, and wrote up a quick thing. If anyone's interested in what I wrote about it, you can find that at eatinalaika.com. But I'm excited for them. You know, the old Poor Richards on Bluffton Parkway, it's going to open on Thursday. And they're going to start, I believe they're going to do lunch service on the weekends, is my understanding. But otherwise, they're going to be opening at 4:30. And I'm excited for them.
Excited too.
Yeah. You know, everybody says, oh, Italian Chop House, it sounds bougie, for lack of a better word, and fancy. And I think a lot of it is going to be. But in my only quick conversation that I've had with Mattia, and I owe him a chat, I'm going to wait till after they get their feet wet and get rolling a little bit to really dig into, you know, what they're doing with their menu and how they plan to grow it later with specials and stuff. He told me that one of the things that they'd like to do eventually down the road is more of a traditional family style Sunday suppers, which I thought that could be fun. That could be a thing, because of all the 52 million Italian restaurants in Bluffton, I don't think anyone does that.
I haven't heard of it. No.
No. Yeah. So yeah, I think there are three Italian restaurants for every 100 people in Bluffton and Hilton Head, if you count it all.
I think their concept is special enough that it will attract attention.
Yeah.
And the space, of course, is small enough that you know, and plus with the reputation that Poor Richards, the location being there and him always being booked out every single night.
Yep.
I think it's going to be a home run for them. And they do such a good job.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They posted a video yesterday to Instagram, I think it was, of them making squid ink pasta. And it looks so good. It looks so good. Oh, man. I had their squid ink pasta at dinner Chez George a few weeks ago. And so it was... It was outstanding. So I'm looking forward to what they are. Of course, there's a truck driving by. Did you hear the truck just now?
No, not really.
Okay, good. Because I'm sitting here. I'm about two blocks from the beach here in St. Augustine. And so there's a lot of construction. This area is growing very quickly. But yes, Radici opens on Thursday. You can read a little more on the website. And we are looking forward to that. And you and I can... not only talk about it, but hopefully share some photos next week when we return to the video version of this entity. Sound good to you?
Sounds great.
And you can get your feet back on East Coast ground and into your grooves, and we can discuss all the eating and liking once again next Monday.
I'm ready to dive back into East Coast living.
Let's do it. Before we go, tell everyone where we can find you if they'd like to purchase a humble abode.
I'm a realtor with the Kaiser Gitan team at EXP Realty, and you can view homes for sale at the website margaretcrenshaw.com.
Sounds like a plan. Well, you enjoy your week. I will.
Thank you.
I will get on with my St. Augustine-ing, and reminder to everyone: the St. Augustine Food and Wine Festival is coming up May 7th through the 11th. Tickets available now at staugustinefoodandwinefest.com.
Fun.
All right. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks, everyone. Have a great week.
Good.
See ya.